Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Well, it's been quite a day for revelations. I want to commend the three panel scientists who quit because a drug was approved by the FDA, and they obviously didn't think it was a good one. So, commendations to those, and the bad news. By the way, tonight's title is "A Lot of Doctors Want You to Be Sick." Not all. There's a few of them who are coming around and wising up. The horrible news I caught on NBC, a lot of people between 16 and 24 have died from the second dose of the vaccine. And the way they put it, more than were expected. So in other words, they knew. They contemplated that people were going to die from this vaccine. Well, is that what they wanted? I mean, if they didn't want it, why did they allow people to take it? So there you have the reason why this show, the title, Doctors Want You to Be Sick. Not all, but a lot of them. Well, we see that all the time. Right? What do? They give people drugs that have been tested, some of them controversial, some of them tested, and you don't really know the results all the time of the tests. Some of them tested and they're deemed dangerous and they still are released. I mean, look what happened. Look, these three people quit because of a drug that was, and by the way, that drug's very expensive for the Alzheimer's. $56,000 a year. I mean, that is crazy. And then there was another thing on the news saying how Medicare can wind up spending billions of dollars for this drug. There's a better way, world. Holistic. People on the YouTube, doctors who are coming out with new research, new ways to help people. And I think a lot of people are going to start changing their ways for medicine and go back to a lot of the old-time remedies that hurt a lot less people. No system is perfect. You can do a lot better than we've been doing with this one. So that's the title of the show tonight that we're going to talk about. Too many doctors want you to be sick. Well, that's the revised title. Too many doctors want you to be sick. That's how they make their money.
Yeah, they do.
All right. Brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004. Adopt the Nikita. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. and brought to you by Kennedy Realty, my buddy Anthony Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy. Hey, you need dog food or cat food? We got a good number for you. Nobody starved on Long Island is the name of the program. 631-484-3085. So check it out. Dog food, cat food, and veterinarian care. Speak to Gary. Let's see. Some of the beautiful children of the world that we always will honor. Little Tommy, Avanti Oquindo, Corey Foster, Ollie Campbell, and a lot more. They'll go an extra mile for a child. The Inner Sight reminding you. And Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number, 631-224-3090. Mm-hmm. And once again, I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp of Long Island for their $2,000 donation. Greatly appreciated. All right. What else we got?
I have a little bit right now when you get a chance. I have a little bit more on that article. I read it a little more.
Oh, you mean the three official people who quit the FDA panel?
Yeah.
Is that what you're referring to?
Yes, I am.
All right. I'll do the ABLE news.
And then we'll do that.
And then we'll get into some of the other stuff.
Okay. ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It is...
All right. Sounds like she got cut off. Hope to get that transmission back on Inner Sight. And program, too many doctors want you to be sick. I heard a joke today about doctors, you know. Guy goes into a doctor's office and he had his wallet hanging out of his pocket. And the doctor said, you better make sure you keep your wallet in your pocket, otherwise I'll perform a walletectomy. And he did. He took the guy's wallet, of course he didn't keep it, but just to get the point across, you know. So, for walletectomies by doctors. Yeah. Maybe we'll use that tomorrow night on the funnies. All right, Inner Sight, around the world, and hope to get our co-host back. Let's see what happened with that. You know, you go to a doctor, a medical doctor. You go to a medical doctor. He gives you all kinds of tests. He supposedly tells you what's wrong with you. And he'll give you a prescription, drugs, that's supposed to help you and to recover from whatever it is. Now, that's only one way of doing things. What about all the other ways? What about all the other types of diagnosis and healing and that have been cultivated down through the centuries by many, many countries? Now, usually, you know, if you go to a doctor and you say, listen, I heard about this oil, peppermint, let's take peppermint oil. Peppermint oil, it's very good for such and such a thing. Most doctors will tell you, don't use that. Don't take that. Peppermint oil is very good for if you have moles on your body. It helps them a lot. And most doctors will frown upon that and tell you not to take it. Why? Well, not to use it topically. You know, do they want you to be sick? Do they want you to experience side effects from drugs and long-term effects from these drugs? You know, do they find out what you're eating, what you're consuming, what you're doing with your body?
No.
You know, do they, if they don't know the answer, do they consult, if they don't know the answer medically, I should say,
yeah,
do they consult people who deal with things in a different way?
Yeah. No, I don't think
very so. Rarely.
Probably.
If at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, all this and more is evidence that they want you to go to them. They want you to look to them. They want you to take their drugs. They want you to sign over your insurance to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they make their money.
They have
a motive. Most doctors have a motive to keep you coming back to them.
Mm-hmm.
The money thing. And that's very dangerous.
Busy. It is. I was busy telling, I go to see a psychologist because I've been through a lot of years of, I would just say, overall trauma when it comes to my health. And it's been, you know, a lot of just psychological trauma on the you know, the actual doctors on what they've said to me, what they've done to me, and how they, you know.
Yeah, we seem to be having difficulty with Suzanne's transmission here. She went off again. To comment on what she started to say, once you go to a psychiatrist, half the stuff that you say is going to be looked down upon by the average doctor. You know, they're going to say, oh, she's mentally ill. There's something wrong with her. So that doesn't help. If there is something wrong, a lot of these doctors won't even look for it if they know that you're under psychiatric care. Now stay away from those psychiatrists. You know, I don't believe in them at all. I don't deal with them. I don't want to have anything to do with them. Once in a while, you'll find a good one.
Yeah,
We had a guy, Dr. Cleaver, years ago, who was a former mental patient who became a psychiatrist. He approached the whole thing in a whole different way because he understood what it was like to be in a mental institution. But most doctors, you know, they look down on people that go to them.
Oh,
because
yeah.
They think you're sick and they don't pay attention to you.
No, this isn't a psychiatrist. It was a psychologist. And she
You said psychiatrist.
I'm sorry. It was a psychologist, and she very nice, very, very nice. And she said to me, "Well, you know, I'm kind of curious what makes you feel, you know, really this animosity towards doctors." And I told her what I've been through. And she goes, "Well, that would be a good reason why." So, I mean, I told her all the stuff that I've been through in one visit, and it was kind of long. But, you know, she goes, "Oh, wow, I have a patient at two. I'm sorry I started it." You know, she goes, "But we'll definitely continue next time around. That's a lot to go through." I said, "That's nothing. I'm still not done." You know,
well,
goes,
after a while, you begin to feel used by these people.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. And I said to her,
right now,
I have so many doctor. I went into the application, and they're literally, you know, two doctors saying to me, "Oh, you need to get this test performed." Huh? I don't need to do anything. The only thing I need to do is just eat, sleep, drink. You know what I'm saying? I don't. If I find that I have too, you know, something's bothering me too much, then I'll go. But not now. You know, I already went through a whole round of examinations, you remember, Frank, and did they find anything? Truthfully, no. They found stuff that I've had before and that was diagnosed before. That's all they found. You know, so why should I go back again to get this whole rigmarole? You know, I don't need it. You know, some of it was a little different. Actually, some of it was better. I was told that I didn't need any more diabetes medication, so I'm off of it. Yay, one medicine out. You know.
Well,
so
you gotta go. You gotta go to somebody who deals with the whole picture.
Picture. Yep.
That's
okay.
The clue. That's the
yep.
The idea. You know, yep. And somebody who's not closed-minded.
That's
somebody
true.
Who is going to work with you and say, you know, who do you want me to consult with?
Right.
You know,
which is
and,
good.
And get different information and more information and updated
mm-hmm.
information. That's mm-hmm. really what it's all about. If they diagnose you with something,
mm-hmm.
the next thing should be, well, how do you want to be treated? Do you want the conventional treatment for this, or do you have another idea? Or, you know,
mm-hmm.
people should have a choice, and the doctor should make sure that the person does mm-hmm. have a choice. That should be part of the job of the doctor. Because your health is at stake. That's your
the
sharp
life.
Drug that people...
Forget about
that
your... Yeah.
Your
what? Life. Your life is at stake at many times. You know how many times I've actually, you know, I could say to somebody, "Wow, I could have died." Do you know how many times I've said that? A lot.
Well, anybody can die. But the idea is...
That's the point. That I almost died, you know, and that's really scary to me. I don't want to be at that point, you know.
By not giving people a choice, in my view, in the inner sight view, by not giving people a choice, they're not giving them the best type of health care. And that's what it really comes down to. I mean, we've seen it with this stupid pandemic, and look what's happening now. This guy who was the head guy under investigation. You know, what kind of lies did he do? What did he do? Well, you know, we may never know. They said he got 2,000 emails a day, people
mm-hmm.
asking him what to do, and he didn't. They say he didn't know what to tell them. Why didn't he consult people who did know what to tell him?
That's really a bogus statement. He knew what to tell them. He was saying things all over the radio and television. He knew what to tell them. That's bull in my eyes. Truthfully. He knew what to
tell
them.
Well, no, he's only going to tell them to take poison.
Yeah,
that's the only thing he can tell
them. He still knew what to tell them. That's right. But he still knew what to tell them. He believed in something, so he knew what to tell them, right?
Well,
I mean,
he obviously didn't respond to all these people
who were asking.
And who knows what the investigation will, how it will terminate, but, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, how about today's report?
Yeah.
Between the ages of 16 and 24.
Yeah,
thousands of young people after the second vaccination dose passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And the report
now,
went
I
on
heard
to say...
From my...
Hold it! The report went on to say... The report went on to say that more people than they expected have passed away. That means they knew. They knew that people were going to die. And they let it go. They let this stuff go out. And I think that's why those three people quit. I think it has something to do with it on this other drug.
Well, here's the thing. It wasn't only that. It was for Alzheimer's. And that's such an epidemic proportion as well. And they did not even, you know, they got this drug. And to be honest, it's not, you know, the guy said that it is the worst thing that they could have approved. That was one of his statements, one of those special people who, you know, I'm going to actually read what he said.
He should have gone a step further and said there are doctors who can tell you how to help this Alzheimer's, you know?
Yeah.
But they didn't put that in there.
My mom had dementia bad. Yeah, my mom had dementia very badly, okay? And if this is going to be helping Alzheimer's, you know, they should have investigated this to the deepest extent, all right? Because there's so many people dying of it, okay? There's a special diet out there that can reverse Alzheimer's, and nobody's saying anything about it, okay?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot more things that have come out.
Yeah, it's based on autoimmunity, and it actually literally reverses Alzheimer's. There's a woman who has MS, and she actually uses the diet on Alzheimer's patients. She actually reversed some of the signs of her MS and has it in remission right now, her MS. She was, like, literally relaxed when people get a lot of stages of MS. She was like at almost the last stage, completely on a wheelchair, and now she's riding. But everybody's, you know, outcome is different, she said. But still, most of her people that she helps with the MS reacted well, so she figured she'd try other diseases. Well, let me say, that person tried a lot of the other diseases that were with the nervous system, with that medical diet, and it worked. So she's a researcher at a major institution. I'm not going to say the institution's name, but she's a researcher at a major medical school, and she's doing the research with this diet. So fellow medical doctors know all about this about her, and she's doing research about this diet. They don't have to go through this, what they've done, okay? I've known about her since 2 years
now. A lot of these doctors want you to be sick. It's especially worse if they know about these things.
Yeah.
And they aren't directing people toward them. They aren't helping people partake
of them. That's why these doctors just stepped away. They just couldn't handle lying anymore. That's what it is. It says
You were going to give us a report on that. What does it say?
Yeah, I am right now. Third member of a prestigious, this is by CNBC, okay? It says third member of a prestigious FDA panel resigns over approval of Biogen Alzheimer's drug, okay? Now, this was written by Love Lance Jr. Okay. Key points. The third member of the Key Food and Drug Administration Advisory Panel has resigned over the agency's controversial decision to approve Biogen's new Alzheimer's drug, and it's called Aduhelm. I don't know how to pronounce it, but I know it's Aduhelm, I guess. CNBC learned. Dr. Aaron Kelsheim's, a professor of medicine at, Harvard Medical School, said the agency's decision on Biogen was probably the worst drug approval decision in recent U.S. history, according to his resignation letter obtained by CNBC. They just have something that is in the beginning of this thing. The third man, and then they continue repeating the same thing of the advisory. Let me skip. Okay, now. Let me just keep saying, I just repeated the same thing because I don't want to repeat it again. All right. Okay, hold on. I just accidentally hit it.
Well, that's one guy. They give all three of them?
Yeah, that's what I'm going back to. Oh, darn it, come on. I hate my phone right now. It's not doing what I want it to.
All right, so, you know, the point now is, are they going to allow this drug to get out there on the market and give it to
people? Well, here's what they did. At the last minute, the agency switched its review to the accelerated approval review, to the accelerated approval pathway based on the debatable premise that the drug effect on brain amyloid was likely to help patients with Alzheimer's disease. He wrote in the resignation from the FDA Peripheral and Central Nervous System Advisory Committee. Basically, that amyloid tissue, it's like working on the same tissue that would be for ALS, the same tissue that would be for spinal cord. It's all in the same, it'd be working on the same tissue, okay? He wrote, it was clear to him that the agency is not presently capable of adequate integrating the committee's scientific recommendations into this approval decisions.
That's why he didn't sign off on it.
Right. This will undermine the care of these patients, public trust in the FDA, the pursuit of useful therapeutic innovation, and the affordability of the healthcare system, he said. Do you know how much that drug is per one dose? $56,000. Does that need to be? No. That's too much money. They shouldn't be making that much money on it. Shares of Biogen surged 38%
Well, that's all they care about
on Monday. Yeah, that's all they cared about.
Obviously.
Yep. The first medication cleared. Yeah.
So there you have it. I mean, this guy, a big professor at Harvard, you know, certainly trying to protect people, you know. I wish he would have put in the natural remedies. Maybe he will.
Oh, yeah, that would have been mine.
Maybe he'll come out with it.
I'm hoping that the FDA will start, you know, looking at natural remedies and just put them in place of the medicines. That would be awesome.
Yeah, well.
Really.
Don't hold your breath.
Well,
they'd have to pass a law with that.
Yeah, they would.
It has to be
legislation. The FDA approved the drug under a program called accelerated approval, which is really not good because that means they could do anything at any time, which is usually used for cancer medications, accepted the drug through slow the cognitive decline in Alzheimer's patients. The agency granted approval on the condition that Biogen conducts other clinical trials. You don't do that, you idiots. Sorry. Because you don't do it basing it on the decision that these people are going to do clinical trials still. It don't make sense. Well, they could say, oh, no, we've done enough.
It goes back to mention what we said before, that people should have a choice.
That's right.
The choice should be before you.
That's right. You should have a choice on what medicine. I foresee a hospital in the future and a pharmacy in the future where you could walk in and you're asked, oh, what kind of medicine would you like? Natural healing or traditional medicine. You should have that choice, and your insurance be able to cover all of it. That's all. Simple.
All right. The phone number here is 213-816-1650. Anybody out there who would like to comment on doctors who they feel want people to be sick or like that, you know, give us a call. If you have any experience with that, we'd like to hear it. 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line?
There was before. But before we go to that, I just want to say something. A really big neurologist, it's Joel Perlmutter, okay, Perlmutter, have also submitted resignation letters. That's pretty big because, you know, at a Mayo Clinic.
I can imagine what his reasons are.
Yeah. He said, I was very disappointed at how advisory committee input was treated by the FDA. That's what he said.
Yeah.
And he told Reuters that. Very disappointed. Wow. This is going to rule.
All right, let's see if we have a caller on the line.
Yeah, hang on. I got to get back to that screen.
Inner Sight.
Okay.
Live.
We have Maureen.
And let's get Maureen.
Okay, here she is.
One of our regular callers.
Hi, Maureen.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I saw my mom yesterday. I have to get her out as soon as possible because, this thing's dragging on too long. I was having, we still have to get this service coordinator, but 60 to 90 days won't work. Yesterday and today, she's just very, well, the room was hot. These people there, I'm not being prejudiced, but many of them are from other countries, from the southern hemisphere, and they like it hot. Because, she said to the one before, I'm hot, can you turn? Oh, I'm not. She's not the patient. If she wants to pay my mom's, rent for the time she's there, or whatever you want to call it, if she can do that for my mom, if it's up to her to decide how the room is. You know what I mean?
You know what you do?
They have to go.
I would report it. You know what you do?
It's 90-something degrees these days, You can't have them in a building where the damn freaking window doesn't even open. The other day, too, she told me.
Very unhealthy.
The roommate is.
It is very unhealthy.
The roommate is cold. Well, then, for God's sake, cover her up with a couple of blankets. My mom needs air. I don't want her getting dehydrated. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
I agree.
You need to have some kind of circulation on days like this. It's unhealthy. And one day, too, I called. You know, I used to think they were nice in this nursing home, but they're getting that dry harbory attitude, which ain't a compliment, believe me.
I know.
They're all the
same. Other day I called and said my mom was hot. I know. I said, you know, it's 91 degrees. Oh, says the brain surgeon outside. How do you know it's 91 degrees in her room? I said, I didn't say it was 91 degrees in her room. I said, it's 91 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, it's cool here. I said, she's hot. Like I say, many of them are from the southern hemisphere, and they find, they like the heat. But my mom's an American who doesn't happen to like it hell-like. So, you know, so I just have to get her. Yesterday, too, I visited her. It was like a one step better than a funeral parlor. There were more people, but some of them were sleeping. One guy, I don't know what he was doing. Then his son said, Dad, would you like a cup of water? Now, when my mom wanted water about 3 weeks ago, too, she couldn't have it either. So he said, I know you can't have it. But he did go and get him a cup then. So it comes over the one. Where'd you get that water? If it was even said, you know, where'd you get the water? He can't have it now. But the way it was said was like he was feeding him arsenic or something. Then it was the other one. There was a girl there with her father. So says another one, why'd you move his leg like that? Okay, maybe the girl shouldn't have moved his leg. Maybe it was, but it was the tone again, it was said. This was another one. All she had to do was say, you shouldn't have moved your dad's leg, or why did you move? But it was the tone again. You know, these people have to stop. We have to be able to help in our loved ones' care. And my mom couldn't have water last 2 or 3 weeks ago. This man couldn't have water. Why? You have to keep them hydrated. I mean, it's
all
just
they
so
have to do,
ridiculous. I'm sorry?
All they should have to do is go to the chart and see if they are on a water restriction. That's, excuse me, I'm going to say something. It's pure laziness on their part. That's all. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, that's
I mean, look
all,
at it,
you know. Well, you know, I bought her a couple cans of soda last week. I said maybe she could have a treat. She didn't have to have them both in the same day. I didn't bring her a 12-pack. I bought her 2 cans and a box of little mini bites. Oh, no, they can't have food. So he called me Monday. No, I think, what day did he call? I guess I called last week. So he called me Monday. He was going to get back on Thursday or Friday to let me know because he had to talk to his supervisor about the soda. Excuse me, was it going to be brought up at the summit today in England? Or, I mean, it's only a freaking can of soda. How long does it take to decide if somebody could have a can of soda?
Not long
this
at all.
This is getting, I really, it's too much. It is. We have to get this country back, and I'm beginning to think some of these nursing
that's
homes
because
are governments
people,
now, too.
Maureen, because people don't
that's
belong
my,
in those places. That's why all this stuff.
No, I mean, you know what my mom said today that really upset me? I'm surrounded by death.
Oh, geez.
Now,
that's
I said, why did some... I'm sorry? Yeah.
That's a
I said, why
strong
did
statement.
Some... It is. I said, did somebody there die? No. I said, did your roommate pass away? No. But what made her say that? That's you're right, Susan.
It's
I mean,
true.
So I have
well,
to get
that, that, that's why people
out.
Go to those places. To die.
Yeah, but she never said anything. So unless somebody, she heard somebody say something about someone who died, I don't know. Yesterday when
basically
I was there, somebody
say,
was
please
being
get
taken
her out
to the
before
hospital.
Somebody does anything. Please.
I'm sorry, Suzanne?
Don't interrupt, Maureen. What did you say?
No, I said somebody was going to the hospital yesterday, and last night somebody on her floor, when I called, was going to the hospital. Who knows? Maybe somebody did. Maybe she overheard, you know? What did you say, Suzanne?
Could be.
No, it's okay. Frank wants to talk.
No, that's okay. He's finished. What did you
No,
you
it's okay. It doesn't right now. I can't talk.
No, I mean,
but,
you
know,
maybe
those places deal with death every day.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I know she
does. That's why people go there. It's a law that when you go to a nursing home, you're going there to die.
Right.
That's part of the law.
I know whenever somebody comes in, and they're doing something with her roommate or something, she listens very intently. I know that. So maybe she did overhear something. And, of course, when you're in a hot room by yourself, because the other one doesn't really talk or anything, you have more time to think things, too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I just got to get her out because this is horrible. You know, so I don't know what's going to take 60 to 90 days. I have to call that girl back again because the service coordinator, or I have to call the lawyer because I don't know if this is going to, but she has to get out somehow, you know, because I can't hear her say something. And I can't, her voice is so, now on her thing that the social worker sent to these people, it said UTI. I said, does she have one now to the girl? She said, I don't know. You'll have to call her now. So I called the social worker. And she, oh, no, I just took one. It wasn't the most recent one. Well, why don't you send the most recent one to people? You know, if you're sending something, duh. Wouldn't you send the most recent? Oh, no, it didn't mean she had one because once you have one, they put it on your record forever.
What? That don't make sense. Really?
Well, so I'm gonna call the supervisor tomorrow because I'm beginning to think she does have a UTI, and maybe that's why
she
sounds like hell.
No, listen. Unless she has one that's not responding to antibiotic, that's why they'll put it on it, you know, on your record for the longest time. That's the only time they'll do that.
I mean, she sounded fine, you know, a few days, but these last 2 days, now maybe it's just because it's hot. I don't know. Because she came, I said, is the girl there? Yeah, she's here. I said, well, tell her that you're hot. So she said, it's cool in here. I said, you're the one paying to be there. You're the one who's hot. So it has to go on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we
don't
know.
When are you going to get your mom out of there? What are you going
to
do?
Well, I don't know. We have to do the, now it's 60 to 90 days after the service coordinator's pay. So this, I don't know. This I have to call and find out because this can't go on any longer because I'm paying too much.
Tell them you're
going to
do it against medical advice if they don't let her out.
Yeah, but then doesn't she get her
help.
Yeah,
oh,
she doesn't
get
equipment then or anything.
No,
you'll
you don't.
Get it.
What are you going
to
do?
Why would you get it if you're doing... If you're doing it against them, why would they give it to you?
They have to.
Right?
She's of the age.
Going against them.
She's on Social Security, disability. They can't.
Because I was
going to
do that years ago.
That.
I was going to do that years ago, but somebody said they won't give you your stuff.
No, they won't. You have to be set up.
I don't
believe
that.
Have you done it?
Somebody said you'd have to go to court and stuff. Hmm?
Yeah, and she'd be stuck without any care.
Yeah.
Has somebody done
that? But I would have done that years ago if that was the case.
I just
want to
know. Mm-hmm.
No, they have to give her Medicaid, Medicare, whatever she's entitled to. That's the law.
Yeah, but if you're going against them, why would they do that?
Got nothing to do with them. It's the government. It's the federal government. They're only a nursing home.
Well, that's true. That is true.
They're not the
but
federal
she has
government.
Set up
they're,
properly.
They're a privately owned nursing home.
No, I'm not.
You can't deny someone 86 years old Medicaid and Medicare if they're eligible. That'd be all over the damn news, man.
But that's not, what we're talking about.
Huh?
What I'm talking about, if you don't get, say, all the programs set by a certain time. It's not the nursing home that we're worrying about. We're worried about the programs itself, Frank, is what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm saying.
She can go out against
the programs itself has to be, if the person is eligible, they have to give it to you.
She won't be on the nursing home diversion and waiver program for a while. You know,
okay, you can go on that later.
Yeah, that's
as long as you get your Medicaid and your Medicare and all that stuff, you can get AIDS.
You could get them at home if you do.
They
that.
Have emergency Medicare and Medicaid.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, that they do.
So wait a minute.
Get that right
she
away.
She could still get all this if she had medical, what was it called again? What is it when you turn them down? No, refusal. She could still get AIDS at home.
Refusal.
Now, what is it called when you go against them?
Medical
you
advice.
You just said it.
Against medical advice.
That's
yeah.
it, against medical advice. So if I did that, she could still leave there and get her AIDS and everything?
Sure, she could leave there
yes,
and get her out.
Yeah,
so then what the hell am I going through all this for with the
there.
Nursing home?
It's not
but
under a court order.
You
can't hold her there.
But you will probably have a challenge for one day until they get all the nursing care situated. Until you get all of that situated, you know, that's the only thing.
Because somebody else had said,
well,
yeah,
you
no,
might
go
have
ahead,
a challenging
go
debt. That's all, because you might not have everything set up. You might not have everything set up like the day of when she first comes home. That's all.
Well, how long is it taking to do this anyway? And is she still going to have it? You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll push
that
it.
Somebody
on.
Else had told me that too,
we will
to do
push
that,
it.
And she
and
she would be able to get you know the assistant. Somebody else had
yeah.
said that, and then I thought no, because they told me no at the beginning.
Tell me a lawyer
just,
told
I am
you.
Just. I have to call him. I'll call him tomorrow and see what he thinks is best.
Yeah,
you know?
I think you should, and I would move on it, you know?
Yeah, and I'm
going to
tell him I paid for the past, for the past 2 months, I've been paying two rents. I haven't even lived in the place up there or her.
That's too
I'm
much.
Paying down here because I am still here, you know, so,
yeah.
But I can't do it much more. That's ridiculous, you know?
No. You know what? I have a question for you. Are you fully packed?
I haven't packed anything, hard because this is so up in the air, even. Because I ain't moving up there if she's not coming. I'm not going to live up in New Rochelle in a neighborhood I really don't care for. And that's going to be hard to get and do things in when all our people are down here who we know. So unless she gets that she can come, I'm not doing it.
No.
So I haven't. We need furniture yet. Alice isn't going to send the furniture, so till we know for certain. I mean, everything is up. My roommate. I mean, I haven't. He doesn't know what to do. Everything is up in the air.
Can you cancel?
No,
you know,
that's the kind of a situation they create. These people, you know.
I know.
Oh,
you
to go into the nursing
like
home.
That.
Yeah, to go in, you 1, 2, 3, you're in. But to get out, forget it.
Yeah. Sure, because the money.
I would take as much as you can, you know, like speak with everybody and assure your mom that you're going to still be with her, okay? That's the only
yeah,
way
Yeah, I'm beginning to, because yesterday, you know, I wasn't going to mention it because I've had enough of it and I don't want to get her upset if it's, but the first question I asked was, what am I getting out of here?
Well, you answer with working on the programs, Ma. We just have to make sure everything is in the right, you know, order and stuff
right.
like that.
Yeah.
And just keep reassuring her all day long. You're going to have to.
Yeah. I know. That's what I just keep saying, you know. There's a lot of red tape, I tell them. paperwork and stuff, you know. Then I'm going to be sent 5 documents that I have to put POA on. Then I'm going to be sent list of service coordinators. This is going back to where we were 4 years ago. But, of course, we didn't have a place then, but now we do. And it's still going on forever, you know.
Yeah, I know. Imagine you would have been much better off if this was all properly done, you know, 2 years ago, you know?
Well, then the other idiot, and I don't mind calling people idiots if the idiot fits, social worker, put down July 1st as her discharge. How could this ever be when they know everything? I mean, on May 11th, she got the okay she could leave. Then we were going to have to pick one of the 3 plans, the MLTC, the PACE, the Medicare. Okay, so we did. Then we had to pick from the age well and all this, and then that was going to take. How would she ever think by July 1st this could ever happen?
They have a tentative date, but they always miss it. They make everybody go crazy, and they always miss that tentative date. If they give you another date, they'll get the third date usually is the date that you go home. I'm serious. The third date
July 1st is not going to happen. I mean, it's not.
Right.
So today's already June 10th. And if we have to wait till I get the things, then pick a service, then wait another 60 or 90 days, that's like September.
Yeah. No.
Maureen, do you have a doctor?
No, oh no, you know, I don't have a doctor because thanks to my shitty, my friend's Empire plan last year, that you have to change every year anyway, I had a doctor, but then I got Dual Advantage Plus that took my doctor away from me. So I had no advantage.
No, geez, that's no advantage, I'd say.
As of a few months ago, I didn't have a doctor. I haven't checked since because, quite frankly, I don't even want one. Why were you asking, Frank? Frank, why were you asking?
No, I thought if you had a doctor, maybe you could get him to say, you know, it's very bad for her health to go through this and she should go home.
Mm-hmm.
And then
well, you know, this
everything.
Is another thing, because she's on a drug that and the other day I got, because she has a little bump over her left eye. It could be from the aspirin and the Plavix, because they're blood thinners. Why would you give someone 2 blood thinners?
That's too much.
Well, I'm going to speak to them about
it. My mother
because,
was
you know,
at,
freaking,
they had to take it off.
Well, you know, I asked them all the time, could I speak to her doctor? Oh, you'll have to call. I don't even know the doctor's number. Then, I don't even know. She'll call. She hasn't called yet. What did you say, Susanna? It's too much?
Yeah, and I would also ask, may I have the, you know, my mother's doctor's name when they say, okay, let me
give you
the
name.
Okay. Then next, I would like the doctor's phone number, please. And they'll say why. And I just would like the doctor's phone number, please. All right, just ask for the phone number. If they don't give it to you, go straight to the administrator's office. That's
all. Yeah, I have to do that. And, you know, the last time she had the health care plan meeting, on her birthday, May 17th, you know it was the social worker and the dietitian. There was no even a nursing supervisor on it. Do you have any other medical questions? Well, she's not a medical person, the social worker. So why was the medical person?
No, get her nurse. I want to speak with her nurse. I want to.
She probably has a doctor who wants her to be sick. I guarantee you.
I wouldn't be surprised.
In a place,
you know,
my
friend
in the nursing home.
Oh yeah, of course. My friend's brother, after he got the shot, he was seeing double. So I didn't ask for a while. So then the other day he got a good report. Everything in his eyes are fine. There's nothing there. So his stupid doctor, you better come and have another sonogram. Her brother said, why would I come when everything's okay? Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
That's right.
And you know what the brother had read? It's a good thing he read up on this. The double vision was probably caused by the anesthesia he went under.
For what?
When he had all these tests, I guess, that they were doing on him. Because he had to have this and that. And so,
Claustrophobic, and he went underneath. Oh, my.
Stay away from them as much as you can.
All right, we're going to... Do we have any other callers?
I don't think so. Hold on, let me check.
Maureen, we're going to move on with the rest of the show.
No,
that Fauci is really something. He really is a horror show, really.
Oh, yeah. He's an idiot.
I know.
Yeah.
And he's writing a book, too, profiting off people's deaths, illness, and separating people like my mom and me for how long.
And my mom.
I got a good title for him, for the book.
Yeah.
I like when people are sick.
There you go.
Well, he makes me sick.
I make more money that
All
way.
Of them do. All
Good
of them
title.
Make me sick.
Yeah, I'm a doctor, and I make more money when people are sick. There you go. I made a good
title. Yeah, exactly. He's the highest paid in the government.
I get a Mercedes and a Ferrari. I get more nice cars, nice homes, nice everything.
Yeah.
Boats.
All right, that's nice.
So sad.
All right.
Okay,
Maureen, thank you.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Keep in touch.
Bye. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so there you have a typical example of how the system, the medical system, wants you to be ill.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to stay in a nursing home. That's what.
And
that's why these programs are designed like this.
Yeah.
They don't want you to get out. If they wanted you to get out, they'd send you right home, and then they'd help you get everything.
How many times have I told you certain things that they've done, and you were just like, you hesitated, and you say, where are you now, or like something, and I was in a hospital, and you're like, oh, my God, get out of there as quickly as possible. They want to keep you there. And
they want to keep you there.
Yeah, it turns out
that's why they're treating Maureen and her mom like that.
Yeah.
They don't want to let people go.
Yeah. The only time
they want them
now
to die over
I'm
there.
Speaking, yeah, I know. Like my
and
mom.
That's how most
that's
doctors
woman.
Carry on. They want you to be sick.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to keep going to them and get worse.
I think my mom knew something was up because she started to get quiet the week before. She was on, you know how they have the FaceTime? She used to speak to me on the, they had a little, what was that? Where you could see the patient, right, and talk to her. I was trying to talk to her, and she was refusing to take her medicine. I said, Mom, please, you know, take your medicine. It had vitamins in there. That's why
I
wanted
to take
the
crap.
No, it wasn't.
You told
it
your
wasn't
mother to
regular.
Take that poison? Damn.
No, wait. It was
That's
vitamins.
Crazy.
I called it medicine so she could take
we'll the
vitamins.
We'll be with you tomorrow night. On the funnies,
I
want to thank all our listeners. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Stay away from doctors who want you to be sick. Find somebody good. Educate yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight around the world. Tomorrow night, frolics. Have a little fun over here. Thank all our listeners. All the people who keep us going, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
And Inner Sight will march on. We're going
to
keep telling the truth. Until it changes. That's our goal in life. Not only to liberate the disabled, but everybody else who is burdened because of what's happening to us.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night, Inner Sight, around the world, and thank you for being there on Inner Sight. So, goodbye, world, Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you, Inner Sight.
Good night, everybody.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.